Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Rena Lara.
Well, that would be really weird. That sounds really fun, though. Wow. Yeah, I was at Strange Brew yesterday.
Tell the story.
Okay. So, you know, on Wednesdays, when it gets to about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm about ready to pass out, but I have a lot of other things to do on Wednesday night. So my daughter's got ballet, and then I got to go to church after that and all that stuff. So I needed to pick me up. I went over. I knew that our good friend Brian McDuff, our good friend Brian McDuff, had left us a brew at Ford. So I went and got an albino squirrel to kind of get me going again. And someone comes over from Churn and Spoon. I will not mention who this person is. I have no clue who she is. Probably a really nice girl. I don't want her to get in trouble.
No.
But she came in essentially to rant to the baristas about something that had been apparently going on at Churn and Spoon for quite some time. She said, yeah, there's this podcast, and homie just keeps on telling people to go get
homie
the thunder and lightning. I don't even know what that is. I have no clue what the thunder and lightning is, but people continue to come in here asking for it. And I just turned over there to her and I raised my hand. I said, that's my podcast, by the way. And that's my podcast co-host that you're probably talking about. I mean, she said it was Emily's dad.
That would be me. So I'm just saying, if Shane would do what he's supposed to do and change the name of the flavor.
I did tell her this is all Shane's fault.
No, that's not our fault.
We told Shane from the very beginning, this is the thunder and lightning. He refused. And then he gave us something to make us go away and told us maybe we can have another thing called thunder and lightning. Get it done, Shane. Yeah. We got to get it done.
We make it happen.
We got to do away with the confusion.
We're trying to help. People are obviously coming in there to get it.
That's right. We're just needlers, man.
We needle
Shane. We needle Mississippi State over the logos. Never ends. We're just pesterers.
We are. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. You don't have to pester me to eat a steak. I'll tell you that. You don't have to be like, you sure? Yes, I'm sure. I'll have a steak. And you should, too. This weekend, wherever you're going to be watching college football, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're cooking out, if you're tailgating, or if you're just hitting up a steakhouse after your team's game or before, enjoy some beef this weekend in the great state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Hoping to see a good bit of you today at College Corner. I guess I need future Brian here. I hope I have seen a good bit of you today at College Corner up there in Oxford, Mississippi. I do have a sack of swag. I do have some Mississippi State gear, so hopefully you guys come by. Robbie, I will at some hats. I'm going to pull one aside for you, all right? Don't you worry. Your old friend Hey Dad's going to take care of it. Just silence. All right.
Well, you froze up on me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I said I got hats. I'm gonna get you a hat. I'm gonna pull one out of the bag for you, and I'll set it aside.
It's about time.
I'm gonna get you a little something there. Don't you worry.
That's all I gotta say.
Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flowed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. We love a trip to Restaurant Tyler, and you guys are going to be enjoying great meals this football season whenever you're in Starkville. If you make it in time for lunch, great, but if it's dinner, even better. And, of course, before you get out of town on a Saturday, on a Sunday, swing by Restaurant Tyler to enjoy the best Sunday brunch in all of the city of Starkville. Football season is eating season. Might as well eat good. Eat at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. And now more than ever, you need questions. You have questions about your money. You need answers. You need somebody who can talk to you about your money the same way they know you as a person. You want a personal relationship, you're going to get it with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're within the sound of my voice, you have made it. It is Friday, August the 29th. The college football season for Mississippi State kicks off tomorrow. That means that today, Robbie and I will bring you preview, playmakers, and predictions. The three P's are back on Thunder and Lightning. This is the thing with game one. And you know this because, you know, we're in the content business, right? For game one, you start previewing that son of a gun in, like, June. So you get to this point, and you're like, what do we have left to say? So that's my question, Robbie. What have we not talked about yet? What is something that you're like, I don't know that enough people are paying attention to this when it comes to this matchup between Mississippi State and Southern Mississippi?
I don't know if we haven't. I mean, we've kind of discussed – yesterday, we really laid out a lot of it when we talked about the lines of scrimmage. And, you know, I mentioned you'd asked me something that, you know, Southern Miss has an edge on. And I really do believe the inability to truly lock in on the schemes with the personnel is a big part of it, especially the offensive side of the ball and the fact that they have not had this offensive coordinator with the quarterback that they have, with the personnel that they have there. There's just a lot of unknowns with Southern Miss. And that could be a good thing for Mississippi State, or it could be a bad thing. It could be a situation where they're having to hash out a lot of stuff early and they're not ready for it yet. Or, you know, for Mississippi State, you don't have enough information that kind of catch you off guard. I'm kind of the opinion of Mississippi State should be significantly better than Southern Miss, that shouldn't matter. Like, and again, that's hurting feelings. That's hurting a lot of feelings out there. But Mississippi State, if you are the SEC program that you say that you should be, you shouldn't come into this ball game and worry about matchups or scheme or anything like that. You should be worried about yourself. And if you take care of business, if you are doing things that you're supposed to do, you should run away with this game. And, like, that's just the facts of the matter. And if you aren't, then, like we've been saying for the entire summer, you got some serious problems.
Yeah.
So for Mississippi State this week, I mean, it's as simple as, for me, playing their game, executing at a high level, going out there and dominating the line of scrimmage, and getting out of there with a win. And if they're not doing that, it is a game that they can lose, because we saw it last year. They were, in my opinion, they were decimated by Toledo. I didn't think that game was ever close.
It was not.
So, again, that is something that continues to sit in the back of your mind, and you wonder, what is this going to look like on Saturday? So, for me, there is a little bit of intrigue, and has been for a long time now, that this game could be really interesting, and it could be a loss for Mississippi State. But if you're truly significantly better than you were last year, you've taken a step forward, you've game planned the right way, Mississippi State should win this game, and they should cover fairly easily. That's the fact of the matter. That's where things should be right now. We will find out on Saturday if that's where they are.
You hit on something there that has been lost in the last, you know, 365 days or whatever, basically since the Toledo game, and that if Mississippi State is playing a Sun Belt school, a MAC school, you know, I don't know all, you know, a Mountain West school outside of Boise, maybe. Maybe UNLV. Yeah, we're pretty good. We're pretty good this year. But
Don't
if state
know.
plays,
Survived Idaho.
they won. If state plays an A game, if they play clean, if they limit the penalties, if they limit the turnovers, if they execute properly, if they play an A game, they will win the game. They will probably win it relatively convincingly.
They should cover.
The problem is last year against Toledo, State didn't play anywhere near an A game. They played well, maybe an F. I mean, it was poor in every facet of the game. And so that's where the issue exists, is that A, if State does play poorly, they can lose. They will lose. And B, we know they're capable of playing poorly. So that's where a lot of your trepidation comes from. One thing I think we haven't talked a lot about, we've been kind of focused on, State's going to run the football. It does look like it's going to be a rainy day down in Hattiesburg. I think that's a big benefit to Mississippi State because I think they're the bigger, more physical team. But I don't know that have we really talked about Shapen enough and the comeback here and what he can do for Mississippi? This is a guy who has a lot of doubters. A lot. There's a lot of talk on your board about, he's holding us back. I don't know if this is like a new thing with Mississippi State quarterbacks, because I heard it a lot with Will Rogers as well. And I do think that Rogers, you can make that case his last year, right? Because he was not fit to run that offense. And the air raid, he was fine. But now you're hearing that, Shapen's holding them back and, State should have gone out and found a better quarterback. I don't agree with that. I think Shapen is plenty talented. And I do think that State was better served trying to put pieces around him than going out and trying to find, I don't even know who that quarterback would have been in the transfer portal. I don't know who they could have tampered in that would have been considered Mississippi State. And there certainly wasn't anybody that just got into the portal that strikes me as that would have been a great choice for Mississippi State. Shapen's got some doubters. I don't know how much he can prove this week because I think the weather's going to limit the passing game. But there's a lot on the line for him this season. He wants to play in the NFL. You got to have a full, healthy season to do that. It starts on Saturday with him leading his team to a victory. That the thing I said on Thunder and Lightning Live last night is Mississippi State fans right now, they just want to take a breath. They've been holding their breath for months now, just like I'm a little nervous about this game. You have some that aren't nervous at all, and that's fine. There are some who nervous might not be the right word, but they're like us. They see the path to Southern Mississippi winning this game if things go wrong. Then you have some fans who are just nervous. I think State fans just want to have a day where it's under control early, and they can start looking ahead to next week and think, okay, and start really looking ahead to what should be a more successful season.
They need that desperately. They really need these first few weeks to go well just so they can enjoy football again. Because last year, you look back at it, and the first game, they blew out Eastern Kentucky, but people didn't really feel great about that game. There were some red flags there. They were struggling to run the football. They were not getting pressure. And then you go to Arizona State and you lose. This program has not had some sustained success for a while. It would be tremendous for them and for the fan base to be able to get excited again. And that would start this weekend. If you can go to Hattiesburg and you can win this game, fairly comfortably, you have an entire week to get really pumped up for a matchup against a top 15 team. It'll be, one of your biggest non-conference games you've had in a long time. The atmosphere next week, I think, would be great. The buzz leading up to the ball game. It'd be more buzz than you've had leading up to a ball game since probably Mike Leach has been here. I mean, that's kind of where you're at. So they desperately need to come out in this ball game and get control of it early and feel good about it whenever you're leaving the stadium. It's kind of a weird thing. Like I've always been one of those people, like when you go on the road, if you just win most of the time, it's a win. You kind of just toss it up and, it's tough to win on the road, whatever. This is a game where State needs some style points, I think. They need to come out of that feeling really good about themselves, feeling confident, getting the fan base back intrigued. I just don't think that 24-20 is going to get anybody excited for next week.
I think it would be the opposite effect if we're being totally honest. 24-20, and you and I
Yeah.
are like, oh, here we go again
Be
with
rough.
this team.
So, this needs to be a comfortable win for Mississippi State. And again, like I understand the Southern Miss fans and their thoughts on us saying that, State should win this game comfortably, whatever, but that's just where things are in this landscape. Mississippi State and the SEC are on a much higher food chain. The expectations in the SEC, I can't believe that's controversial to some of these fans, but I guess that's why they're called fans. Mississippi State should expect to beat Southern Miss comfortably. That's where these two programs are. That's why I don't think it makes any sense for Mississippi State to play this game, especially on the road. That makes no sense to me. So whenever State goes on the road to Southern Miss, they should walk into there like an SEC team, conduct themselves like an SEC team, and they should leave no doubt that this is the SEC versus the Sun Belt. And if you leave that game thinking anything other than that, you've got problems. So for Jeff Lebby, this is his chance to come out. Jeff Lebby, Coleman Hutzler, a lot of people are doubting these two coaches, doubting this coaching staff, doubting the players. Show everyone why this program's moving in the right direction. Show everyone why 2-10 was a fluke. We heard all offseason. We were people that were behind this thought too, that it was a player thing for Mississippi State. They need to get better players. They got more depth. They got better players. Let's see what it looks like. If you come out and you're looking a lot like you did last year, it ain't a player's thing. So they have an opportunity this week to kind of put all that to rest. And show people that this is a team that is on the rise, it's moving forward, and they got 4 quarters to show that.
And one thing, USM fans would bring this up, other fans bring this up when we say things like that, and they were like, well, what about Toledo? That's the point. Like, State losing
That's
that
an
game,
outlier.
that's State losing that game is why State was 2-10. That team was awful. And so it's been about getting better and getting to a point where a game like that doesn't worry you. And so,
That's got to be your outlier.
right. And so right now, the game worries me. If State wins big, I don't worry as much about Northern Illinois. If State wins, like you said, 24-20, and that's not that was your prediction, but you threw that out there. If that's the score, I am petrified about Northern Illinois. So the game against South Alabama a few years back, which is the last season opener State lost, by the way, it's an outlier. And you have to treat it as such. It's not, hey, Mississippi State can't compete with these Sun Belt teams. It's because it happened one time. Last
Yeah,
year, one time.
for every game that a person brings up, like Toledo or South Alabama, I will give you 10 other games that Mississippi State dominated. And specifically against Southern Miss. Look
And
what
the other.
State has done against Southern Miss in the last decade that they started playing them. These games have not been close. A terrible Mississippi State team 2 years ago handled Southern Miss. So that's kind of been my point, is that even when Mississippi State has been not good, they've been able to show the difference between the SEC and some of these group of five schools. That's what you should show again. And this game might not tell us anything about Mississippi State in a positive fashion. We might not have a complete answer about what Mississippi State looks like long term, but we can find out whether or not Mississippi State's going to be really bad. I think we will know if Mississippi State's going to be really bad. But in this game, it should look somewhat similar to what we saw 2 years ago for Mississippi State. That, even if Southern Miss has some success early, State took control of that ball game and they won that game pretty comfortably. That's what this game should look like at the end of the day. Whether it's at Southern Miss or on Timbuktu, Mississippi State should win this game and win it comfortably. And if you don't, then we're going to be here on Sunday and we're going to be talking about the fact that we don't know if this is the right direction.
Well, that's the other side of the coin as well, is that the barometer for this game, if State struggles or if State somehow loses, it becomes you got to fire Lebby. That
But he's
that's
not. If you lose this game, it's hard to see
a
a
pass rush.
direction any other way, you know?
100%. But if you dominate this game, you have a ton. You can tell you, so you take that breath. You're like, okay, we're somewhat back to normal here. Now you'll see what happens against Arizona State. You win that game, hey, you're off and running. If you lose that game and it's close, okay, it's gonna be a tough season, but we can get through this. If you lose that game and it's a blowout, well, maybe we're not that much better than we were a season ago. You got some options there, but you can at least breathe and just be a fan for a week and be like, all right, okay, we won the game. It was never in doubt. But if it is, that's the issue. If it's not in doubt, it's like business as usual. All right, okay, back to normal. If it
If
is in
this
doubt,
thing's starting off on a bad note in week one, this is going to be a
what a
miserable
terrible season.
season.
That's the thing. Like last year, you win big, and yeah, there were some issues, but you win 56-7. You're like, okay, gonna be all right. And you don't know what's coming. If this week goes bad, we know what's coming.
I mean, we already have threads on our board that are like 10 pages long about the band wearing their
Yes.
uniforms, like the banner being on the helmet. I mean, this fan base is already just prepared to explode
They're just
and
not happy.
be absolutely miserable. So we need something good to happen to get these people off the ledge.
We'll see if it happens
Please,
Saturday in
please.
Hattiesburg.
Jeff Lebby, please deliver us from evil.
Jeff, are you listening? Just one time. Just one time. But whatever happens next week just happens.
Can you
Nobody,
just
nobody.
give Brian and I like
Yeah. Just
3 weeks of
rest.
a reprieve, like 3 or 4 weeks, can we just have some success so we can have a little bit of stress off of our
Little
shoulders?
enjoyment. Yeah. Just I would appreciate that. I would appreciate that.
Because you know the pressure that's going to be on us to absolutely go scorched earth on Sunday evening.
Yeah, if this game's close, it's gonna be like, I mean, it's gonna be like, yeah, you know, say the thing, Bart. It's gonna be like that. It's just, I mean,
Oh.
just going through the motions of anger at that point. We'll deal with that when it comes. All right, let's move
I don't
to
want to deal with it.
I know, let's move into our playmakers and predictions. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. This weekend, if you're in Starkville watching college football, head over to Two Brothers. They got plenty of big screen televisions. They got plenty of great food. They got plenty of cold beer. Now, what more do you need on a college football Saturday? I'm just telling you, hitting up two or three games. You got Mississippi State on one big screen. You got Ohio State, Texas on another. You got Tennessee, Syracuse on another with a plate full of smoked wings and some pork rind nachos.
Oh, yeah.
That is a Saturday in Starkville. So head over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and enjoy college football this weekend. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
It did, brother.
If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier or a new printer, new computers, new laptops, it's all right there for you at Advantage Business Systems. But more importantly, what's there for you is service after the sale. When something goes wrong, you got a person you can rely on the other end of that phone, and they can get you taken care of. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Marine & Co. is the place to go for Mississippi State gear when you are in Starkville. And if you're not going to be here, there's always the website, marooneco.com. The biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise that can be found. Everything maroon and white. It's not just about clothes. It's about stuff for your car, your tailgate, your house, whatever you need to let people know you're a Bulldog, they've got it at Marine & Co. And they have our promo code so you can save a little money. Thunder 15 takes 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, you need to go to Marine & Co. It's going to be a rainy day these next 2 days. All right. Today it's a little rainy out there in Starkville. Supposed to be rainy across the state on Friday. I don't know what Saturday is going to bring, but you're going to have to get out in the yard at some point. Make sure before you do that, you've made your trip to Saltillo, to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, to get whatever it is you need. You have repair projects around the house. They've got a full selection of the best brand name power tools. You need to get out in the lawn and mow it. John Deere Power is available to you, from the small mowers to the commercial mowers. Everything's right there. Do you need to get out in your garden? Everything a gardener needs under one roof. And if you're just cooking out this weekend, Well, then go get a new grill. Just make it easy on yourself. It's all right there for you. In Saltillo at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you want for less. For the first time in the 2025 season, Robbie Faulk, who is your offensive playmaker?
My offensive playmaker in this game is Fluff Bothwell. And I mentioned a little bit, I gave you a little bit of insight as to why I think that on yesterday's show when I talked about kind of giving him the load in the second half. Whenever you're trying to wear down the defense, you're trying to eat up chunks of yards, eat up the possessions. And really, try to close things out. I think Fluff is going to be the guy that they turn to. So I'm very interested to see how it all plays out and who gets the most carries and who gets the most reps. But I think Fluff is going to be the guy that you look up late in the ball game that's just carrying defenders down the field, finishing off drives, moving the chains. Fluff's my offensive playmaker.
You know, I feel like it's going to be a show between the two running backs, right? It's going to be Fluff Bothwell and Devon Booth. A show of Bothwell and Booth. A B&B show, if you
B&B show.
if you will. I'm going with Devon Booth. I think, this is an offense. We forgot the mantra from last year. What was Lebby always saying? Score from far. I think Bothwell has that ability. He certainly showed it against Southern Mississippi last year. We averaged 17 yards a carry against the Golden Eagles. But Booth is also that guy as well. Explosive. I think this year he adds a little bit of a wrinkle to the passing game. State did not look for him in the passing game as much as you probably should have a year ago. I think he can be a contributor there. Booth and Bothwell both have big days for Mississippi State. Booth just a little bit bigger for me. I think I'm going to go Devon Booth as my offensive playmaker. What about defensively? You got a lot of options here.
There are a lot of options, and that's for now. It's a great feeling because last year was kind of like Isaac Smith, I guess, and we just moved on to the X Factor. I think that this year there are some options there for Mississippi State on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to go with Brandon Jennings, and the reason I'm going with Brandon Jennings is I think that State's going to bring more pressure in this game. He's going to be at the jack spot. I think he's a guy that they're going to bring off the edge a little bit. I think he'll have 8 or 9 tackles, maybe a sack, a couple of tackles for loss, maybe. I can see Brandon Jennings having a big day. I think Brandon Jennings is going to have a really good season. I thought that he was a bit unheralded last year. I thought he did some good things for him. But this year, I think he's locked in. He's going to take a big step forward. I'm expecting some big things from Brandon Jennings, so he's my defensive playmaker.
I think that when you're talking about having a by the way, do we need to set a no Isaac Smith rule on this?
Well, that's what I was saying is last year we just went automatically with him. Let's see how this week
We'll see how it
goes.
pans
If
out. Okay.
we see a lot of players emerging, I
Well,
think he can get back in the mix. But it's almost like the Dak Prescott effect.
yeah, exactly. And I was thinking about Isaac Smith, and I think, playing that Sam position, he's going to probably have an eye on Braylon Braxton. But that's where my mind takes me. But I will pick another guy. I'm going to say this. One of the things I was encouraged by coming out of this camp. Going into it, we knew Kelly Jones was probably going to be one of those corners, and then the second one was up for grabs. And I thought it was going to be all the way through camp, and they were trying to find a guy, and it just never found him, right? Jett Jefferson, about a week into camp, everybody's like, that's the second guy. That's the guy right there. I think he's my guy for this one. He's going to be a player. I don't know. The thing is with Braxton is that he doesn't throw a lot of picks. Last year, 19 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. So if you can get an interception out of this guy, if you can turn the ball over on him one time, that's a big deal for Mississippi State. I'm just going to keep an eye on Jett Jefferson in this game. I feel like he can match up well with the Southern Miss receivers, and he can be my defensive playmaker. Who's your X factor?
I don't know if this is a contradiction or not, but my X factor is going to be Devon Booth.
Okay.
So I got Fluff Bothwell as my offensive playmaker. My X factor is Devon Booth because I think there's a chance that he has a big kick return. I think there's a chance he has a big play or two that kind of shifts the ball game. I think both running backs are going to have a good day. But I think that the X factor in this game, the guy that could change the ball game or could get Mississippi State a lead they don't lose, whatever, is Devon Booth. You're not one of those that's like super high on him being kick returner.
I'm not.
I'm not a big fan of it, but I kind of get where State's coming from here, and he has been really good in that spot. So I do think that it is beneficial for Mississippi State to have him back there. I don't think that he's holding him back at all.
Right.
So I think
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
with
don't
that
think.
being
Go ahead, go ahead.
said, like I really believe that he could have some big moments in this game.
Yeah, my issue with Booth as the kick returner isn't that I don't think he's talented and can't break big returns. He absolutely can do that. It's just I would like to see some of the other guys get an opportunity there. And I think you want to try to limit the hits that Booth is taking. He's going to take plenty
Yeah.
of them. He's on that all sense of, but it's not a talent issue at all. I think he could absolutely break a long return. I'm going to stay on defense. For me, everything Mississippi State, everything I'm concerned about is on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not really too worried about State being able to move the football in the Southern Mississippi defense. I think they'll move the ball. They'll be able to run it. They'll put points on the board. That's not my issue. It's 100% on the defensive side of the ball. So if I got to have an X factor, it's got to be there. I'm going to go to the defensive line here. And a guy that, I think we may have been surprised to see him on that starting lineup. I think a guy that we've heard some good things about from camp, and that's Deontay Anderson, a veteran, one of the, a guy that's a rare thing at Miss in this day and age of college football, has been here for this entire time, has never hit the portal, and now is going to get an opportunity to start against Southern Mississippi. State has to be able to rush Braylon Braxton. They have to be able to get pressure on him. And they need to show that they're going to be able to get pressure on him. I don't care if State only has maybe two sacks in this game, as much as I care about hurries. I want to see Braylon Braxton having to throw the ball before he's ready. I want to see him getting flushed from the pocket. Got to be careful when you do that because he can make plays with his feet. But Deontay Anderson is my X factor in this game because if he plays and plays well, that's a guy that I had no expectations for that gives me a positive contribution. That to me is the definition of an X factor. So, all right, buddy. Prediction time. Who you got?
So I've kind of been back and forth on this. I think this is going to be a close game early. And I'm just, maybe I'm trying to will it into existence because I just don't want to deal with another 12, 13 weeks of this like
You're
we did last
projecting
year.
here. I got you.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go into this game. I'm just going to assume that this Mississippi State team is what we think they're going to be, and that's significantly better. And they're deeper. And as the game goes on, I think that starts to bear out. And while it might be a little testy early, and I would be a little surprised if it isn't kind of close early, I think State pulls away in this game and wins late. I'm going to say 38 to 17.
My first thought is that's not enough points. Like I think State cracks 40 in this one. If 38-17,
38 on the road
yeah.
to me is
Especially if
acceptable.
it's 38-10 with like 6 minutes to go and Southern gets a touchdown. Yeah, that's an acceptable result. I think Southern puts more points on the board though. I'm just not sold on this defense, and I'm not gonna be until I see it in action. So right now, I think USM puts more points on the board than you're saying, but I think State scores more points than you're saying. I've got it 45-27, Mississippi State.
People are going to be really concerned about the
They will be
defense.
concerned, and I think it might be the other way around, where State it's a little closer than you like in the fourth quarter, and then State gets a late touchdown to kind of give themselves some room. So they cover, but they would still have a lot of questions coming out of that game. And that's where I am with this team, and until I see differently, I'll just tell you this, and you know this about me, and you know this about this podcast. We're going to take the information that we get, and we're going to come up with our opinions afterwards. We do not.
We will know a lot about this team, I feel
Exactly.
like.
I'm not locking in to anything before they play the first game. I'm not going to come out here and try to convince you in week six when they're 2-4 that they're still a good team. That's not going to happen. I'm going to watch this first game, and then I'll tell you what I think, and then we'll go from there. And if I got a
And a lot of
different
people are going
prediction
to
for this
judge
team,
us.
yeah,
A lot of people are going to judge us on what we've said before this.
they'll get over it.
We literally just we don't know. Like I have no idea what to expect on Saturday. I really don't. I don't know what to expect from Southern
I would
Miss.
say it's a three outcome game. I don't think there's a scenario where Southern Mississippi just blows Mississippi State out. But Southern wins close, State wins close, State wins big. Those are all possible. Simple as
I think
that.
so.
So we'll see what happens. All right. Monday show. Well, you guys already know, right? Tell them Falk. The things that are true brought to you by Bell Building Supply. And Coffee is for Closers, brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House. It's been too long. We're looking forward to bringing it back. Hopefully it's a nice, easy, respectable show.
Oh,
We'll
I'm
see.
sure it will be. You know it will be.
Robbie and
It
I will
always
be
is.
Robbie and I will be down in Hattiesburg. If you see us, come by, say hello. And we will talk to you again on Monday after Mississippi State's first game of the season. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.